Hi, my name is Andrew, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Do you believe in the sword that gives life too? No. A sword is a weapon. Kenjutsu is the art of killing. Kaoru Dono's words are those of one who has never dirtied her hands. A utopian ideal. The emotional conflict within Rurouni Kenshin between Tenshin Himuru's past and Kamiya Kaoru's future is thus set up. That Kamiya Kaoru, a woman in 1870s Japan, trying to teach a style of swordsmanship that denies the very nature of the sword itself, and Kenshin, a man whose hands are covered with the blood of a violent civil war, end up being drawn together is one of the more interesting relational dynamics of Rurouni Kenshin. Kenshin himself embodies the struggle, as his guilt and grief over his deeds in that civil war are constantly juxtaposed with the need he feels to protect those weaker than him. It's brilliant storytelling, in both anime and manga form. Kaoru, about 8 years Kenshin's junior, was raised by her father, a famed swordsmaster, to believe in the sword that defends life. She's been trying to run a dojo teaching swordsmanship in a way that honors those principles. Kenshin, however, cannot deny that a sword, which he still carries, is a tool designed for a singular purpose. He has personally paid too high of a price to lie to himself about what the sword is. Kenshin, having made that opening acknowledgement, follows up with, "However, when I compare the two, I like Kaoru Dono's idealism better than Kenjutsu's true nature." Despite everything, despite all that he's seen and lived, he still longs for a time when swords no longer carry the emotional burden for others that they do for him. He longs for a time when the art of the sword and the art of killing are not the same thing. Isaiah 2 verses 3 through 4 states that many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall pass judgment between the nations, he shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Isaiah is looking forward to a time when God himself has come to Israel and his kingdom is at hand. And a key part of that is people turning tools designed only for killing into tools designed to cultivate and feed. A move from a desire to dominate to a desire to work together and build up. Isaiah looks to God's kingdom establishing peace, true peace, not of conquest, but of cohabitation on the earth. Now, we know that Jesus came to earth as Prince of Peace, and that he has already inaugurated his kingdom. If we are truly ambassadors of his, we should be conforming to him and striving for the principles and ideals of his kingdom. Like Kenshin, acknowledging the truth of how dangerous things of the present world are, whether literally or metaphorically, but constantly longing for and pushing for the day when all shall be for his glory and for bringing about the peace ideal that Isaiah was anticipating. We cannot afford to tell lies about the nature of things, especially when death, darkness, and hate are antithetical to everything Jesus stands for. We also should not try to navigate the in-between like Kenshin attempts to, proclaiming peace while wearing the tools of war. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember to be awesome in the name of Christ. See ya, Space Cowboy.